Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. We have tracked down Jordan Reed of ESPN, scheduled to join us here to break down the NFL draft. Jordan, thanks for the time. How are you?
Good. Thank you guys for having me.
My pleasure,
buddy.
Hey, we don't have a lot of time, so let's get right after it. Quarterback position. I want to know who you think Washington takes it to, and who would you take it to?
So I'll start with who I would take. I would take Drake May of North Carolina, just because of I like the combination of the package that I'm getting with him from the prototypical size at 6'4", 230 pounds, the upside with him, the arm strength. I believe this guy has a Josh Allen, Justin Herbert type of ceiling. And once we take some of the heavy lifting off of him on the next level, I think he's only going to continue to get better. Yes, the decision-making and the footwork does need to improve, but I think those are the type of things once he gets NFL coaching and he has more reliable weapons and protection around him, he's only going to get better in the future. Now, as far as who I think they're going to take, I think they're going to take Jaden Daniels, just because if you look at the foundation that they have already set, whether that's with bringing in older guys like Bobby Wagner, some of these other players that they have bought in through free agency, I believe Dan Quinn wants to hit the ground running as fast as possible. And Jaden Daniels gives you that type of ceiling and then also that type of floor as well right away, just because Jaden Daniels is without question the better player right now. And if you're looking for somebody in the short term who is going to get you off on the ground running right now, like Dan Quinn and Adam Peters want to do, Jaden Daniels is going to be that type of guy. Now, over the long run, I just personally believe that Drake May is going to be the better prospect over time.
So, Jordan, to that effect, do you buy this notion that Drake May is maybe more raw than some people are saying and might need some time, whether it's a year to sit or 10 games to sit or whatever arbitrary number? Is that something that you see, that he might need more time to mature and become that star?
Yeah, he does. And then just comparing the two, if you think about it, Jaden Daniels has been a five-year player in college, so he's seen the game much more. He's had many more reps. With Drake May, we're talking about a guy that's only a two-year starter. So he hasn't played as much football as Jaden Daniels, so there's going to be some things he's naturally behind in. Now, he's had two offensive coordinators in 2 years, so he's had to adjust to that. He lost his best receiver in Josh Downs. We saw what he was able to do with the Colts during his rookie year, and they were never able to recover from that. He got his best receiver halfway through the season last year with Tez Walker once they got the NCAA stuff cleared up with him. So with those two, there's going to be a compare and contrast with everything. But like I said earlier, I just think Dan Quinn is going to want to hit the ground running. And that's why I think they're going to end up selecting Jaden Daniels, just because of the mobility, the arm talent that he already possesses. And then there's so many other things that he does better than Drake May right now.
Yeah, can you dive into the Drake May progression and like how long he'll need? That's been the weirdest part to me watching the pre-draft process, is now seeing all these people suggest, well, maybe you sit him for a year and, you know, stuff like that, which I don't really get. Help me with that.
Yeah, so this is always the tricky part about quarterback evaluation, just because there's some guys that do sit then there's some other guys that can hit the ground running, like what we saw with C.J. Stroud last year. There's some guys that just don't need time, while there's others like Jordan Love that need some time to really correct some of those things. I think Drake May is more so that needs to be on the Jordan Love type of plan. I'm not saying he has to sit for 2 to 3 years. I don't think he needs to sit that long. But I just think there's needs to be some things that you have to be patient with him that he needs to clean up. The footwork is an obvious one, just because his first year in that air raid scheme, they did not focus on footwork at all. So there was a lot of freestyle going on with him. But last year, he played more in structure, and they tried to create more routes that married up with his footwork, and it was just something that was really foreign to him. So that still is a foreign concept to him. That's why I think with him going on to the next level, things are only going to get faster. So if you throw him out there while still being foreign to that concept of having polished footwork, I think it's going to be a disaster for him right away.
ESPN's Jordan Reed with us here on Grant and Danny. So where does J.J. McCarthy fit in all this? And how far down do you have him from that kind of top triumvirate of Williams, Daniels, and May?
So I have J.J. as my 28th overall ranked player, while I have Drake as my 4th, and then also Jaden as my 7th. Overall ranked player. So there's a little bit of a difference between all three of those guys. Let's just say the first two and then also JJ. But with JJ, I understand why there's a lot of intrigue with him. And it's what I like to call the thrill of the unknown. With NFL coaches, they always feel as if they have the secret ingredients to help uncover that next layer of a quarterback's development. And the intrigue is definitely there. With JJ, he's won at the highest level. He's won every single accolade that you can think of, 27-1 as a starter, but it's no secret. He was a part of a very run-centric type of offense, but when they did allow him to throw, he was very efficient. Somebody that completed 67% of his passes on third down, as well as 76% off of play action. So a lot of coaches are thinking, what happens when we coach this guy up and we allow him and groom him over time to eventually get better?
Jordan Reed, ESPN, one of the great draft experts out there. Pumped to have him on the show with us for a few minutes here on 106.7 The Fan as we get closer to next week's draft. Today, Adam Peters met with the media. He said he doesn't have a lot of interest in moving back and that essentially they would stay put at 2 and make a pick. I'm wondering, though, is there a world where they could go back to 3 or 4 and still get one of the big 4, let's say, and where that would make sense to add a lot in a haul? Or do you think, because they probably just fall in love with one guy, you take it at 2 and you don't worry about it?
Yeah, you don't want to get too cute, especially when you're talking about drafting quarterbacks, because somebody could jump you, and let's say you trade back to 4, now your other two options could go ahead of you. So you just don't want to risk that type of stuff. And then with quarterbacks, you never want to play around with that. You always want to take the one that you can get right away, just because we're talking about guys that can be game-changing type of players, and it could change everybody's lives within the building. So I just don't think you need to be too cute. Just take the guy that you like and just play him from there on out once you take him number 2 overall.
Jordan, who's a guy in this draft that you feel differently about than kind of the industry consensus, whether strongly or more negatively?
That's a good question. McCarthy probably would be the one that I'm a little bit hesitant about to buy all in. And I know the top 5 to top 10 stuff that is very real with him, just because of is what I like to call the quarterback tax. There's always going to be that guy that gets pushed up the board every year. But I'm just hesitant to buy in just because of the sample size. And then also just how much upside is left with JJ. That's what I'm really interested to see play out.
Can the Commanders get a starting left tackle at 36? Or do you think that'll be too hard to do?
So just to share with you guys, I think this is the worst kept secret in the draft right now, is the Commanders trading up from 36 or 40 to get an offensive tackle. It just makes so much sense for them to trade up and take advantage of this huge or this deep offensive line class, I should say. I just don't see Adam Peters having so many picks just waiting till 36 or 40 for one of those guys to fall to him. I could see them trading up, you know, late 20s, mid-20s, something like that, to get one of these guys that potentially is falling. And they have a huge hole at left tackle right now. They released Charles Leno. They don't have anybody else that could come in and start right now. So they need a left tackle. I just think that's the worst-kept secret of the first round right now, is that the Commanders potentially trading up from 36 or 40 to get one of these offensive tackles and have 2 first-round picks.
Who might be there in that range that you like?
I think one that they'll like quite a bit is Tyler Guyton of Oklahoma. I think he's one that definitely will be there. Jordan Morgan of Arizona is another. And then another I think could sneak into the back end of the first round is Kingsley Suamataihea from BYU. So I think those are the three that they could target, and that's guessing that they trade up into the back end of the first round, but they could surprise everybody and trade up into the late teens or something like that and take like a J.C. Latham or a Marius Mims. I think this is going to be a really exciting draft for the Commanders just because they have so many picks and that leads to so many possibilities.
Last thing before we let you go, Jordan, before you came on, we were talking about last night. I don't know if you saw Jaden Daniels' agent was liking tweets about not enjoying the way the Commanders brought all the quarterbacks in together to go play Topgolf and interview as a group, essentially. What do you make of him doing that? And B, do you think that will factor in at all to what they think?
I did not see that. So I can't really say too much about that as far as what I think of it. But I think social media gets really, really interesting, especially like the week up to the draft. And it's definitely something that I stay off of leading up to the draft as far as reading my timeline, just because the rumor mill definitely does crank up. And there's so many things that a lot of people pay attention to. So I did not see it. I don't really have an opinion on it either.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.